About a dozen people in Oakland have returned to sleeping on the sidewalk since an unpermitted settlement of tiny houses in a public park was cleared out by the city last Thursday.
People power!
We gotta get it!
People power!
On the morning the encampment was set to be demolished, residents and scores of supporters gathered to defend it. KALW's housing and homelessness reporter Liza Veal was there.
Tell me what you want, what you really want.
Housing.
Tell me what you need, what you really need.
Housing.
The North Oakland Park where the village was built is a wide slope of grass and a basketball court. It's in a canyon of tall freeways bordered by Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's where a crowd of about 50 people are holding signs that say housing is a human right and resist displacement. Everyone is about to find out exactly what they mean by resist. Half a dozen police cars have pulled around the corner.
After going around the side, let's go.
Go, go, go.
People living in the camp and their supporters stream into the park and stand inside the structures they made in mid-January.
Occupy structures.
In addition to four wooden homes, there's a portable latrine, a makeshift kitchen and living room, even a library. Police officers order everyone to leave, to pack up their tents, but no one does. One man argues with a police officer who's trying to physically move an older woman blocking the gate.
You can do better than that. You can ask people to move.
As they spar chest to chest, another officer manages to defuse the situation.
Hey, we appreciate your cooperation.
But it doesn't make it. Not at all.
Just then, there's an outcry across the park when a police officer shakes a tent with a woman inside it. The woman, Nancy Mitchell, is alarmed.
This is a homeless situation. They could at least help.
Shame! 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 Shame!
Karen Boyd is the communications director for the city administrator's office. When she arrives, I ask, is this what she expected to see?
We expected that we were going to come in and secure the park so that we could come in and do the work. We've given lots of notice. We've let people know what the violations are. It's really important that we maintain our public space and maintain public health and safety, and we're going to continue to do that.
When I interview Boyd in her office, she explains the village violated a slew of laws.
Things like obstructing a public park, public nuisance, they had open flames, they were serving food without permits, vandalism, I mean, just a whole variety.
She says the city had gotten dozens of complaints from surrounding neighbors.
I think taking over a public park when you're impinging on other folks' rights to use that park is not right. There was no conversation from these folks with the city about we really have this vision, how can we work together?
Boyd says the city is open to working with encampments instead of fighting them. In fact, in October, Oakland invested $130,000 for a sanctioned encampment nearby. The city provides porta-potties, trash services, and outreach workers.
And we've done that for a six-month pilot to see, can we work with a population to move people into housing?
She says half the original residents of that encampment are now in transitional housing. The city is asking,
can we scale that? Can we replicate that at another location?
But Boyd says the village, the encampment being cleared today, is not a candidate. The land is actually leased to the city of Oakland. And Boyd says a sanctioned encampment would violate that lease. But these reasons were not persuasive to supporters who testified at a city council meeting at the end of January.
This camp is going to make me cry, y'all.
This is Anita Diocese.
With a budget of $0, we've managed to provide just basic dignity and basic needs to currently 16 homeless people.
And Judy Elkin wants to see Oakland taking a radically different approach to the homeless crisis.
It's time to open our hearts in such a big way and do things out of the box. Oakland should be the example for America, I believe, of humanity, progressive politics.
But the city of Oakland's Karen Boyd says the city will never violate health and safety laws. She says the work can be done within the confines of the law, though. And it is.
This community has really deeply held values. I think it's evidenced in the fact that people are taxing themselves so that they can
build more affordable housing so that we can provide more services for the most vulnerable.
She's referring to new bonds recently passed by the City of Oakland, Alameda County, and the State of California to build affordable housing and curb homelessness. But that'll take years. In the meantime, Oakland homeless shelter operators say they're at capacity. In the end, the standoff over clearing the village gives way gradually. No major confrontation, no pivotal climax. Captain Lieutenant Armstrong says Oakland police are sensitive to the homeless problem.
The way we handled today was just to really sort of facilitate more than forcibly make people move, right? We just really wanted to ask people respectfully to gather their things and leave.
And a resident of the village, Majig Pahmed, encourages everyone to pack up.
We're not going to get into confrontations with any enforcement. We're a peaceful group, and we intend to keep it that way.
The West Oakland native tells me how the group came together to build the village as an intentional community with rules. Many of them had struggled with addiction in the past.
We decided to stop using drugs and do something positive for the community. And I've been cleaning myself already for 10 days today.
Pahmed says that's the longest he stayed clean since he started using drugs at age 12.
But of course, there's a lot of other people that, you know, they've been clean a lot longer than me, you know. So I'm just saying for myself. But everybody that is involved in this program is a non-violence, non-alcohol, and non-drugs community.
As city employees begin removing the structures, a supporter addresses the crowd.
Just because they're tearing it down doesn't mean that it's not going to go up somewhere else.
That's right!
And just this week, the city of Oakland agreed to meet with some of the organizers and former residents of the village to start a conversation about working together in the future. In Oakland, I'm Liza Beal for Cross Currents.